Tommy's Shadow. Tommy's shadow was the only one, the only shadow in the whole world that was there whether the sun shone or not. It was a large, jet-black, wobbly shadow that darkened Tommy's 9 years. And the trouble that shadow brought Tommy. One afternoon, on his way home from school, he passed Mr. Briggs' rag and bone cart. Daffodil the horse was munching at a bag of oats while Mr. Briggs was loading the cart with scrap iron. The sky was as grey as an empty television screen, yet Tommy's shadow was brilliantly black. He stopped to stroke Daffodil's head, but the horse took one look at his shadow and bolted down the hill. Mr. Briggs and the oats were thrown in the air. "Sorry, Mr. Briggs," said Tommy.
"You young villain," spluttered Mr. Briggs. "If my horse causes any damage, you'll pay for it."
Meanwhile, Daffodil had reached the high street and was galloping towards an ice cream van. Too late, she swerved to one side. The cart swung round and crashed into the van, knocking the ice cream seller into his tub of ice cream and sending a shower of scrap iron into the air. After all that, it was obvious that Tommy just had to find a cure for his shadow. He went to see the most learned professors in the country.
"Shadow permanentitis," they whispered. "First reported from ancient Egypt at the time of the great plagues. The only successful treatment in history was given to one of the pharaoh's nephews. He had to sleep in a dark, disused pyramid and paddle daily for 6 months in the River Nile."
Everyone agreed that Egypt was the only answer to Tommy's complaint, and off he went for a 6-month cure. The Egyptian government kindly provided a pyramid for him to sleep in, and they gave him a torch to help him explore the ghostly passages and chambers. Every day, Tommy rode on a camel down to the River Nile for his daily paddle. At first, the camel refused to move. It had never seen such a huge, wobbly shadow from a human being before. For over half an hour, Mustafa the camel driver cooed and soothed the frightened beast.
"It is nothing, O four-footed one," he murmured. "Be brave, O bravest one."
And while the camel was looking the other way, Tommy jumped nimbly on its back. It was like riding on a lumpy bed on the top of a swaying tree. At the river, Mustafa bowed and gave Tommy a long stick.
"This stick is part of the cure, O shadowy one," he said. "The doctors say you must beat the water while paddling to keep the crocodiles away."
The months went by, and the day came for Tommy's last paddle in the River Nile.
"Not to worry, O shadowy one," said Mustafa as he led his camel and Tommy to the water.
"But my shadow hasn't gone yet," sighed Tommy.
"That is true," said Mustafa. "But legend says that even the great pharaoh's nephew did not lose his shadow until the very last minute of his treatment."
Tommy said nothing and squelched his way across the mud towards the water. Suddenly, Mustafa realized there was something wrong. Tommy had forgotten his crocodile stick.
"Come back, O shadowy one," he yelled. "Come back before the..."
But it was too late. A huge crocodile slithered over the mud towards Tommy, snapping its toothy jaws. Tommy did the first thing that came into his head. He leapt over the crocodile's slimy head and landed on its back. Greatly alarmed, the crocodile whipped its tail ferociously from side to side and lurched into the deep, frothing river. By now, Mustafa had got the long crocodile stick and was beating the water and shouting. Tommy dived and swam for the shore, his heart beating fast. Every second he expected those jagged teeth to snap over his legs. But the camel driver's screams and his wild dance with the beating stick kept the reptile at bay. Tommy is convinced that it was this adventure with the crocodile that really made his shadow disappear. But with a very, very strange result. Tommy is 11 now, and he plays football and cricket like the rest of his pals. There's Tommy in the school's first 11, and he's opening the bowling. Watch Tommy carefully, very carefully, as he takes his run. Now look at the other cricketers on this brilliantly sunny day. 22 lads, yet only 21 shadows. Tommy's shadow disappeared all right. It disappeared so well after the 6 months treatment that it has never returned. Never. Not even on sunny days.